When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, folks, I don't know about you, but New Year's Eve comes and goes. New Year's Day, King's Day is on January 6th, always the same time. But for some reason or another, I just feel like we're flying through and approaching this Mardi Gras season at a pace that I just simply don't remember. And Arthur Hardy joins us with the Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. I don't know, Arthur, your thoughts. I just feel like, man, this is coming fast.
Yeah, I'm ready, but we had quite a January 6th with all kind of events. There are things this weekend across the lake in Covington and in Mandeville. We'll talk about that in a second. I wanted to get in a plug for a big event at Barnes & Noble in Metairie tomorrow from 11 to 5. They have 15 different Mardi Gras book authors there signing books, and that's a really big deal. I'm going to lead it off from 11 to 12. Be signing our new book, magazines, and if anyone bought a poster they want me to sign, I'd be happy to do that too. And this is something they do every year, and it's a chance for people to meet the folks who created these wonderful products. And I mentioned on the North Shore, the Mandy's King Day Parade rolls out on the lakefront and at the trailhead at 3 o'clock, and it features the Mandy Milkshakers and other groups. Then there's a really neat group in Covington that night called St. John's Fools of Misrule. They go at 6 o'clock. It's a short parade, but it's a whole lot of fun. I can't go there because I have another commitment, but I always make that parade, and it's just neat. It's Mardi Gras at its most basic level, just people having a good time in the street in costumes and throwing things. They have flambeau. Pretty neat group.
I mean, that's truly the beauty of Mardi Gras, though, right? Because you have traditional crews, you have I don't know what to call it, a hybrid of a traditional crew, right?
Yeah, alternative crews,
Alternative crew. You got these small walking crews. You have these crews that are all about parody and, you know, just having fun and poking fun at everybody. And if you have thin skin, you don't want to go to that parade.
Or if you're a politician at Gallier Hall, I know times when the mayor and a few councilmen will use the restroom when that floats for in front of Gary Hall, and then come back out. What did I miss?
You know, it's funny. I mean, having been an elected official and had been poked fun at, I enjoyed poking fun at myself and making fun of myself myself on the side of a float.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you can't take yourself seriously. I mean,
it's kind of ridiculous. But the beauty and the point is, there's something for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it really is. There's a nice event at the Treme Jazz Museum tomorrow at 1500 Nichols, Governor Nichols Street. The original Seminole Baby Dolls have a banner unveiling. I'm going to be a part of that little ceremony. But speaking of something for everyone, you know, the Baby Dolls, a tradition goes back to the 1920s and it's been kind of reinvented the last decade or so. And there's several different groups, but just fun for everybody. And if you can't have fun this time of year, every place else after New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, it's a downer. It's just a warm-up act,
You know, I this is not Mardi Gras related, but I just wanted to thank the Sugar Bowl committee for putting on the parade that they did. My brother was in town from South Carolina, and we went down to the parade with his kids. And you had all of these Georgia and Ole Miss fans down there, most of whom had never seen anything of a parade of the sort. And we had all of these walking groups, and you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And just to watch the look on their face, and you know, and they started to ask, well, what's behind this and what's behind that? I said, there's no reason for any of this.
That's the reason. And you know,
it's a collective group of people that just want to have fun.
Yeah, there were Mardi Gras floats in that parade, and the Times-Picayune even did like a carnival bulletin showing each of the floats. It stuck that in the newspaper. So yeah, it's Mardi Gras touches all of us, and not just during the season, right?
Right, absolutely. So your thoughts about this Mardi Gras season? I was actually the MC of the Pygmalion Ball Saturday night.
Wow.
They will be
yeah.
rolling into the convention center for the first time this year, and I will be MCing that event the first Saturday of Mardi Gras. Really looking forward to it. I've never done that before. I'm a little nervous, but
yeah.
I am looking forward to it, and
fun.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It will, and I just got a news flash that quarterback Tyler Shucks is going to be their grand marshal. I haven't confirmed that, but I think there's a wire report that he will ride in the parade.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. And if he's not offensive player of the year in the NFL, something's fixed.
Right, yeah. Now, in fact, I know that to be true, and everyone is very, very excited about it. I know that his his wife is actually due to deliver sometime right in the middle of that Mardi Gras season. So that's going to be interesting as well. But good for him. And it looks like the impression I get from Tyler I don't know him, but people that do know him, he really is embracing all that New Orleans has to give.
That's what I hear. Yeah, yeah. And that doesn't always happen. You know, this is not an easy read. It's really not. And I know of some celebrities that I shall remain nameless who either came to be in a parade or moved here. And most of them love it. Most of them get it. But some of them, you know, you eat things you call mud bugs. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Arthur, one of my favorites, and I think he's still attending. I know he did for a long time after he served as King of Bacchus, was Andy Garcia.
Yeah,
Andy Garcia absolutely adores Mardi Gras.
Yep.
And I hope he's still attending because he was such a great King of Bacchus and he's like, I'm coming back every year. Y'all gonna have to kick me out of this
crew. Yeah, he's one of the good guys who really, as you said, he embraced it and it's hard not to, but there's some people who just, I don't know, for whatever reason can't get into it. But most of us, it's just a grand party and all ends on Ash Wednesday, and that's always a bittersweet day for me, and this year particularly more sweet than bitter when I'm going to retire everything except I'll continue to ride in wrecks unless they ask me to leave. But other than that, I'm going to be done. You know, they stopped doing background checks. And that's how I got in.
That's how you got in?
Yep.
How many different crews have you participated in and rode on a float in?
None. Other than Rex, when they asked me to run.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I was tied down with TV. If you're covering one parade on a live shot, you can't ride.
Right.
You know, and another one. So it made a lot of sense. And, of course, this year I'm riding as co-grand marshal of Endymion, and that's going to be, you know, what a way to end a career. I'm so excited about that. I'm going to get to see the float I'm on tomorrow. And they have doubloons and cups and all with my likeness on it. So, It's a swell send-off. I appreciate Dan Kelly and everybody in the crew for inviting me.
Yeah, they do a heck of a job, got a heck of an organization. And they've just raised the bar for Mardi Gras and float development and so forth in so many different ways. Well, maybe I should ask the question this way, Arthur. After retirement, how many crews do you intend to ride?
No, I'm giving it all up, but I will be able to go see more parades now. That's never going to stop. You know, I'll do that from a wheelchair if I have to. You know, it never grows old. At some point I thought, come on, this is a business, you know, grow up. But I mean, sincerely, I get excited every year when you see what we used to call the trouble truck, the Nopsy truck come down the street, and then you hear the drums and you hear the sirens, and it's in your blood. You just can't be still. You got to be out there. So I'll see more parades next year in 2027 than I have probably in the last 10 years.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So I got a text here. People want to know where to get a 50-year Arthur Hardy poster.
They're online only so far at storenola.com. That's NOLA.com's website. There's all kind of Mardi Gras stuff there. And it's this year's cover of the magazine, the 50th anniversary, and around that image are all 50 covers from the last half century. So it's pretty neat.
And cool.
Done by David Johnson, our art director, since 1991. And, I mean, he ought to be the one signing it, not me. But I'm happy to put my name on anything, you know.
So let's talk about 2026 Mardi Gras season. I know you have your finger on the pulse of, you know, regulatory stuff from the city perspective or otherwise. Any significant changes?
None that I see. You know, everybody's stored to their full parade routes. We're expecting out-of-town law enforcement to help and National Guard, of course. You know, I've said this before. I'm expecting and will welcome just a regular, ordinary Mardi Gras season without any drama, without any snow, without any tragedies on Bourbon Street. Just regular old Mardi Gras, I think, will be just fine for everybody. And all indications are it will be a nice carnival season. The wild card always is weather. You know, last Fat Tuesday we had the horrible wind predicted, and it came through, luckily, after the parades, which were fortunately allowed to parade. And we had to do so without bands and the shortened route and all that. But we got it in, and that was really significant. And hats off to Police Chief Kirkpatrick and the mayor who made it happen.
They did.
Mayor did a good job at her final King Cake cutting ceremony and Mardi Gras kickoff celebration at Mardi Gras World Monday, and was very gracious to the crowd and very grateful for all that the crews have done to make this thing happen. You know, it's amazing when you think about these are all autonomous groups that in some ways compete with each other, but in most ways cooperate to make this thing happen. I mean, nobody has to do this, you know. Well, what if all these people said, you know, I'm tired of this. Let's just call it off. The city can't make Mardi Gras happen. It can stop it from happening, but it's the citizens that do it every year, and God bless them for doing it.
You know, and I know you've had these conversations with people from out of town who try to understand the concept, the tradition, and everything else. My wife and I ride an Orpheus, and the group that operates our float in Orpheus, they always have out-of-town guests.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we spend like two or three nights with them before Orpheus rolls that whole weekend. We stay down you know, and visit in the warehouse district, go see all the parades and just kind of watch them grow into Mardi Gras. Right. But they still have not been on a float. And so we have our grand day where we're on the float and we finish and we get into the convention center. And I always ask them every year, so tell me, what do you think about Mardi Gras now? And, you know, and it's just amazed. The look on their face, their eyes light up, and they're like, I never understood it. And they said, like, I'm not sure I understand it now, but I do want to come back next year and do it again.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we have people who come every year and never leave. We can't get rid of them. You know?
And I just love the reaction. And it was just, you know, really cool. And it's interesting. I was in New York right before New Year's Eve this year. We took my granddaughter to New York. And I had an Indian gentleman, from India, who lives in L.A., who was doing a documentary. And he's walking up and he's interviewing people in the street. And he walks up to me and he says, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. What's up? He goes, tell me why you're here. I said, well, I'm here for this trip, you know, and everything else. And he goes, no. He goes, are you going to be here New Year's Eve evening for the drop of the ball?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm not. And he goes, well, if you could, would you? I said, well, I've done it before. Would I do it again? No. And he goes, because I'm sitting here wondering how we have all this hoopla over nothing. And I said, well, it's probably a good question. You got about 10 or 12 seconds of the ball dropping and you standing in these cattle pens for hours on end. But until you experience it and you do it, I told him, I said, it's a lot like Mardi Gras. You can't explain it. But when you do it, you come back every year. And he says, I think I'm going to go to New Orleans and do my filming there this year.
Hope he does. Yeah, it's special. And, you know, the memories are forever. And I'm just proud to have been a part of it for so long. And will still be just more as a spectator than as a participant or reporter or whatever I am.
Yeah, no doubt. It was... So nothing unusual about any of the crews this year. I know it's been a tough year because of, the tariffs and some uncertainty about importation of goods for Mardi Gras. Some challenges there. I had a chance to talk to a number of people with Endymion and other crews. You know, everybody had a little angst and anxiety this year. But there's always a twist and a turn to Mardi Gras, right?
There is, and we're fine. A couple of notes of interest. Mid-City, which brought back their band contests last year, is bringing back animation this year. I'm interested to see how that works out. The crew of Oshon is under new leadership, and membership is way up. Barry Kern will be doing the floats now, and it's basically the crew has been reborn and reformed, and that's going to be fun to watch. Always interested in seeing what's happening in Metairie. Metairie's been struggling for years, and not because of any lack of attention by city parish government or by the crews themselves. It's just that we have so many parades in New Orleans now and so many opportunities for people to parade there that membership is down in most of the Metairie clubs. Not all, but most. And I still think the solution is parades on Metairie Road, but for some reason, I mean, we do St. Patrick's Day there. I don't know why we can't do Mardi Gras. They're like we used to, but parading on Veterans doesn't have the same appeal as parading on St. Charles Avenue. But Metairie Road does have an appeal. And I think you'd see a real boost in attendance and size as membership crews if that route change was made. But that there are a lot of problems with that, with businesses and residences in that neighborhood. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that could ever happen?
Oh, I think your characterization is spot on. I think we missed an opportunity. When I first became sheriff, I made a concerted effort and tried to convince the crew captains that we should try to capture the first weekend, that we can't compete with the second weekend. That's a waste of time. And what I find families today, they're not going to pull all of these ladders and ice chests and blankets and kids and, do all of this for a 45-minute show, which is one parade. They're not doing it. Yeah. They're just not going to do it. They will pack it all up and go uptown and find themselves a place for a 4.5-hour show because they believe they're getting a return on their investment of time, right? And and they get to see a much more larger event because they're going to see 3 or 4 parades.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to buy into that. I said, we should stack our parades on Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend, try that weekend, on the second weekend, way to compete. I mean, the best of the best that's in Mardi Gras is on the second weekend in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And anybody that says anything otherwise is just not being honest, right?
No.
And, could never convince people to, everybody wants their own night. Everybody wants to be, the lead group that night or the final group that night or whatever. It's, a lot of stuff. It was like herding cats. But I agree. Metairie Road is the only opportunity for a resurgence of Mardi Gras.
Yep, and Family Gras perhaps could move. That's, Family Gras is an important event. Somehow that could be, it could be done if there's a will to do it. But it's going to be a nice year, man. I can't wait to get started.
Absolutely, and it's always a pleasure to talk with Arthur Hardy. Thank you so much for joining us, Arthur. And congratulations again on a storied career. So many different
Thank
things.
You.
I've really enjoyed speaking with you over the years.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You, sir. That's Arthur Hardy. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.